Suzanne Fogarty, good morning.
Good morning.
So you have decided not to offer AP classes at Lincoln School. Let's start with the most obvious question. Why not?
Because Lincoln School is an independent school, and independent is the key word there, the operative word, which means that we can define and decide what rigor is in the 21st century. And we've come to the conclusion that things that we want to offer at Lincoln that we can't do right now because the AP schedule sort of has taken over what we can do in the high school. We'll be offering interdisciplinary courses. We want to emphasize very clearly depth over breadth. We don't want to be teaching to the test as the main measure of success in our students. We really want our students to dig deep into topics. So we are going to be designing a 3-year science research course.
And why does the AP schedule cut into your ability to do things like offer interdisciplinary courses or a 3-year science research course?
Because it is an outside schedule that you have to adapt to your own schedule. And so, for example, the AP tests take place in the first 2 weeks of May. So very much what students are doing when they're taking AP courses is moving towards that deadline. Another thing I should add is that we want to reclaim some teaching time because 2 weeks of school is taken out due to taking AP exams, and then also the prep periods also add to that. So when schools have APs in their curriculum, that is defined as the most rigorous and challenging course load a student can take. So we have to make sure that they work well with the schedule, which means that things like electives get a second place. Things like a 3-year science research course right now, we can't really fit into the schedule given the number of APs that we offer.
Now, many students and their parents feel pressure to take as many AP classes as they can so they can compete for spots at top colleges. What impact do you expect no AP classes on a transcript to have for your students when they're applying to college?
I know it won't have an impact because I come to this kind of change with previous experience. I was the head of the upper school at Berkeley Carroll in Brooklyn, New York, and we made this same change 6 years ago. And so I had the benefit of seeing the students at my former school really thrive with greater elective choice, with the fact that they could take an American Studies course where they were learning about the Great Depression through both history and literature, and it was being team taught by teachers from both disciplines. These kinds of opportunities actually can distinguish our students in really clear ways when it comes to the college process. I think that, you know, what has happened really in the past 10 to 15 years is the amount of APs being offered and the amount of students taking them has tripled. And so in some ways, they're not the greatest distinguishers when it does come to the college process.
Now, Suzanne Fogarty, you mentioned that there has been a sort of explosion in the number of AP courses offered, but you do have experience with at least one school that has dropped them in the past. Lincoln School is a girls' school, we should mention, but are you aware of other schools in Rhode Island or elsewhere who are also scrapping their AP programs?
I can speak more to the New York market because I was there for many years. I think that there are schools that are always weighing this question, independent schools, because every conference I've been at, it's come up as a topic. You know, when we did this at my former school 6 years ago, we paired up with the Fieldston School, who had done it 10 years before that. I think the number of independent schools making this move is growing, but I do think there are always going to be independent schools out there that are going to feel that it's a good match for their mission.
What's been the reaction so far from parents and from teachers at Lincoln School?
The teacher is very supportive. So very interesting because I think that the faculty at Lincoln is ready for this. This is not a new topic. They've had this conversation before, and I've had really positive responses from parents.
What were the things that you weighed as you thought about, you know, should we continue this AP program or should we cut it all together, which is what you eventually decided to do?
Teachers have really wanted to go into greater depth. So I'll use AP US History as an example. And I've heard these stories both from our AP US History teachers, but also from students who have taken the course or are taking it now. it is a course that never stops adding on content because history doesn't stop. And so you've got more and more that they are reading and internalizing. And unfortunately, which ends up happening because you've got that deadline of that May exam, is that you can't go into great depth about the Constitution, for example. Sometimes that is a discussion of a day. And then what I toss in is the Trail of Tears gets maybe 5 minutes. And so I think that I'm being, you know, maybe a little bit extreme there, but not really. I think that there is such a push for internalizing content that our students aren't able to actually unpack the complexities of a really rich history.
Suzanne Fogarty, many schools, and in particular in Rhode Island right now, we're seeing a push for public schools to offer more AP mm-hmm. classes as a way to improve test scores, improve the quality of high schools. In your view, is that the wrong direction to be moving in?
You know, I don't think I can speak to that because my experience as an educator has been in independent schools. I'm a product of public school, so I too took a lot of AP exams when I was in high school, and I liked some and didn't like others. I did well in some and not so well in others. I think that the advanced placement program can be a very good fit for some schools, and I do think that when you have schools with big populations, it is a way for students to distinguish themselves by the courses that they're taking and that it can stand out. I wouldn't say that it isn't a good fit for every school. I think that there are some good writing skills that can come out of the course, and certainly there is a measure of content being important. It just gets into a dangerous place when it's so much content that it's hard to keep up. And then a real question is, how much are the students retaining when they're just absorbing and absorbing and absorbing?
Well, Suzanne Fogarty is head of school at Lincoln School in Providence, and she spoke with me about their decision to stop offering AP classes in 2017. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.